Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting Community Access Radio in Winnipeg, CKUW 95.9 FM.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular host will be back with a few new episodes of original programming.
Winnipeg's only rock and roll radio show. Yeah. And what a fine day for the unveiling of the 2023 Twang Trust Song of the Summer. Yes, it's happening tonight. Everybody is waiting with bated breath. What is bated breath exactly? Like, I don't know, it sounds kind of gross, actually, if you think about it. Anyway, it's also Indigenous Peoples Day, in a national sense. So we'll celebrate that, too. And, of course, we'll have, besides the official 2023 Twang Trust Song of the Summer, we'll have some old recipients of that title standing by to keep it company. Just fun aplenty here tonight on the Twang Trust. Good to have you aboard.
Traveling westward in a station wagon on their way out to California. They came upon the great sacred black hills of the Sioux. And the boy looked out of his window when he saw these four men were carved in the side of one of these mountains. And the boy looked to his father and he asked him, "Hey, Dad, those four men carved in the side of that mountain?" He said, "Son, those are four great American presidents, leaders, and chiefs." So the boy thought about it for a while as they drove on down the road, and he thought about the word chief. He said, "Hey, Dad, which one is Chief Seattle? He said, which one is Black Elk? Which one is Sitting Bull? Which one is Chief Joseph? Which one is Crazy Horse? Which one's Crazy Horse? And the boy looked to his father and he said, hey, Dad, I've been wondering something. He said, we're Cherokee. How come Grandma lives out there in Oklahoma? I thought we were from North Carolina and Georgia, Tennessee. He says, son, they pushed me out. They pushed us out. They pushed us out on the long trail of tears. They fenced us in with rattlesnakes and whiskey. I'm an Indian. I have no monuments. All we have are the skies of blue.
Thank you.
Driving and Crying with Indian Song, opening up tonight's Twang Trust on National Indigenous Peoples Day. I believe Kevin Kinney, a member of the Redneck Tribe, if I'm not mistaken. This next guy, though, Shawnee, and that's the name of this song, too. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Nice to be able to say that, finally. Link Ray.
take a step back, I take a good look, and I see you're just playing with me. I don't have the time to play in her field of desire. She's just a disease that's just eating at me. She's just eating at me. Oh, honey, please. I can see you just love to rain down on me. Baby, I can see you just
Winnipeg. This is Mac McKenzie of 3 O'Clock Train, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
from the Choctaw Nation, Samantha Crane. And, oh, just the most gorgeous thing ever. Bloomsday. From a few years ago, that could have been a Twang Trust song of the summer, you know? If it had come out a little earlier. It was a late summer release, as I recall. Before that, Mac McKenzie and 3 o'clock Train, Love to Rain, from his album, their album, I guess, Train of Dreams. And at the top of that set, Link Ray with Shawnee from the album Apache. Oh. So, yeah, it's National Indigenous Peoples Day. It's the day we unveil the Twang Trust Song of the Summer. It's all happening. It's all happening. That unveiling going to come in a little while, from now. But here's some oldies. Some oldies from back in the day. Let's see. Oh, it's already too... Okay, here we go. What year was this? This next song, in fact, was the very first Twang Trust song of the summer. And it was just so darn summery that it had that title for 2 years. It was the Twang Trust song of the summer in 2000 and 2001. It was just so summery. And you don't believe me? Here, listen to this.
It's like a time machine. I can go anywhere. I just close my eyes, wake up and I'll be there. You can take the turnaround, you can turn it up and down. You can't forget the world, you can't forget the girl. Turn up the song on the radio, takes me places that I'll never go. Turn up the song on the radio, dirty angels singing, just save my soul. Well, I've worked for many years, it's coming down to this. Sold all the house and yard, gonna buy me a brand new car. Took a trip downtown, just so I can hear that song. Gonna take the oven roll. On the radio, dirty angels singing, just save my soul. Save my soul.
listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
I know this guy, he's all wrong for me. He wears shirts that are dripping on LSD. I must be high as a kite on diesel fumes. He's got me sporting bell bottoms and braced to school. I never thought he'd get this far, certainly not in that kind of funky ass car. He's been picking me up every day at the curb in his 1972 refurb.
Of music on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hey, Mr. Lifeguard, up in the big chair, turn up the radio, you're looking good, yeah. Dancing at the snack bar, singing to each other. We know the words from the record back cover. We got Crawdaddy, we know what's going on. Sonny and Cher split, what took them so long? The boys are strutting like a foxy lady. So sing it loud in your hairbrush, baby. It's FM radio everywhere I go. FM radio, call of the night. FM radio everywhere I go. FM radio, call of the night. Lou Reed says he's a bisexual. Jackson Brown is an intellectual. Stevie Wonder bought a house for his mother. DJ telling us we're sister and brother. We are the Cosmos, we are the glam kids. Putting stardust on our eyelids. Nightbirds calling for a group meditation. Sending fatty hairs to positive vibration. FM radio everywhere I go. FM radio. Smoking pot before a wedding. Talking Cold War or rocket launches. I'm talking disco with my orthodontist. Who cranks Zeppelin? The driver Ed got your Barracuda off the high dive. On a date with a guy from Bandy. Played a trumpet solo. It was Brandy. Every night I do stuff with my hair. Maybe Queenie's a clarinet player.
FM radio, everywhere I go, FM radio. makes your life real. So if you want to play, follow your glory. And if some guy says, there's such a story, take a lesson from the FM that I knew then. It's like a public pool, you decide where to jump in. To feel the sexiness, the passion, and the fusion, and the vision. Remember Bruce Springsteen, divorced a model, and married a musician.
And a good day to you, too. Dar Williams there, and the Twang Trust song of the summer from 2015. Yeah, from her album Emerald, that was FM Radio. You know, there's no magic quotient to what makes the Twang Trust song of the summer. There are a number of factors, but they don't all have to be like... Springsteen content is a factor, but it's not always apparent. But it is in that one, and it was in the last year's Twang Trust Song of the Summer. Nikki Lane's First High. There's been a couple, few Springsteen references in the Twang Trust Song of the Summer. Doesn't even have to mention summer. I mean, you got Summertime Thing, you know, that's a classic. But summer isn't always even mentioned in the song. Sometimes it's a you know, roll down the windows and let the wind blow back your hair kind of a song, you know, a real rave up. And sometimes it's just something nice and light and breezy, you know. It's a number of factors, but we'll see. We'll see what we get this year. What else did we hear in there? Oh, Elizabeth Cook and El Camino from 2010. Yep. And we also heard Elliot Brood and Oh Alberta. That's an oldie, 2004 Twang Trust Song of the Summer. And we started that off with Kevin Kinney from his album, what? The Flower and the Knife. And the very first Twang Trust song of the summer, Dirty Angels. Yes, going back to 2000 and 2001, our only two-year title holder. Quite the title he's got there. I don't know that anybody's ever going to do that again. Yeah, 2001, he just, wasn't a big summery song year, really. So... okay, back to Rockin' the Rez here on National Indigenous Peoples Day. Gonna hear something from the 1986 album AKA Graffiti Man from John Trudell, member of the Santee Dakota Nation. Also featured on this song, the guitar playing of Jesse Ed Davis, one of the premier session guitarists from the 70s. Jesse Ed Davis, he made a few records on his own, but mainly made his name as a session guitarist playing with all kinds of folks. I mean, Eric Clapton had him play on his records. That's how good this guy was. This guy played on three of the four Beatles solo albums numerous times. He's on most John Lennon albums, in fact. And Ringo and George, too. I don't know. Paul thought he was a hot shot, I guess. Didn't need any fancy guitar players. But, yep, the other three, Jesse Ed Davis was their guy. And you'll hear him on this song, and we're going to end off this set with something from Jesse's 1973 album, Keep Me Coming. But this is a song that he wrote with John Trudell. And let's see, do I have it queued up proper? I do. This is called Baby Boom Che.
You want to know what happened to Elvis? I'll tell you what happened. I don't know, man. I was one of his army. I mean, man, I was on his side. He made us feel all right. We were the first wave in the post-war baby boom. The generation before had just come out of the Great Depression and World War II. You know, heavy vibes for people to wear. So much heaviness, like some kind of voiding of the emotions. Their music, you know the songs life always carries. You know every culture has songs. Well, anyway, their music was restrained emotion. You know, like you didn't want to dance if you didn't know how, which says something strange. Well, anyway, Elvis came along about 10 years after the Nuke, when the only generals America had and the only army she had were Ike and Mack, and stupor hung over the land. A plague where everyone tried to materially free themselves. Still too shell-shocked to understand to feel what was happening. Everything was getting hopeless. Then when Elvis started to rock, the role just picked up. I mean, Ravenous the Beaver showed us could only be a foretold future. Who wanted to be Ward in June? And I mean, Father never did know best. He was still crazy from surviving the war. Like there was this psychotic fall so widespread as to be assumed normal. Heavy man, you know, really. Anyway, Elvis showed us an out. You know, he showed every boy man and every girl woman. There's something good in feeling good. Like a prophet for every boy, every girl, when someone's mom and dad lied. Something about him told us to be sensual is really okay. Someone's mom and dad waltzed us around. Every girl wasn't supposed to enjoy it. If she did, she was bad. And every boy, well, boys will be boys. Don't feel anything. Take what you can, marry a decent girl when the fun's done. Like no matter what we did, we all were guilty. Maybe someone's mom and dad resented what they missed. And while they were trying to pass it on us, we heard Elvis's song. And for the first time, we made up our own mind. Even if we didn't know how. I mean, Elvis made us move. Instead of standing mute, he raised our voice. And when we heard ourselves, something was changing. You know, like for the first time, we made a collective decision about choices. America hurriedly made Pat Boone a general in the army they wanted us to join. But most of us held fast to Elvis and the commandants around him. Chuck Berry, Buddy Holly, Little Richard, Bo Diddley, Gene Vincent. You know, like a different civil war all over again. I mean, you take Don't Be Cruel, I Want You, I Need You, I Love You, and Jailhouse Rock. Or you take Pat in his white bucks, singing love letters in the sand. Hell, man, what's real here? I mean, Pat at the beach in his white bucks, his ears getting sunburned, told us something about old wave delusion. I mean, wanting and needing an imprisonment, we all been to those places. But what did white bucks at the beach understand other than more straight line dancing? You know what I mean? Anyway, man, for a while we had a breather, fresh energy, to keep us from falling into the big sleep. Then before long, Elvis got assassinated in all the fame. Taking a long time to die, others seized control while Elvis rode the needle out, never understanding what he'd done. It's like we were the baby boom because life needed a fresher start. I mean, two world wars in a row is really crazy, man. And Elvis, even though he didn't know he said it, he showed it to us anyway. And even though we didn't know we heard it anyway. men like he woke us up. And now they're trying to put us back to sleep. So we'll see how it goes. Anyway, look at the record, man. Rock and roll is based on revolutions going way past 33 and a third. You gotta understand, man. He was America's baby boom Che. I ought to know, man. I was in his army.
I wanna ride in Toronto. dogs in the sunset blue. Took his land and won't give it back. In the center on the moat cat.
Yeah, 1973. Have things gotten better? I don't know. Ching Ching China Boy from Jesse Ed Davis's 1973 album, Keep Me Coming. Before that, John P. Strome, one-time member of the Blake Babies. From his album, what's this thing called? Caledonia. Little number called Geronimo's Cadillac, written by Michael Martin Murphy of Wildfire fame. Yeah. Keith Cicola in there from his classic record, called what? What's that classic record called? I should know if it's classic, shouldn't I? It's called Circle. Circle. And a little ditty called Indian Cars. See, a bit of an automotive set there. And Baby Boom Che, we started it all off with from John Trudell's album, a.k.a. Graffiti Man, featuring Jesse Ed Davis on guitar and songwriting duties. Yeah, that was a co-write. National Indigenous Peoples Day, we're celebrating. We're also celebrating the unveiling of the 2023 Twang Trust Song of the Summer. And we're going to do that in this next set of music. Yes, but before we get there, going to hear a trio of past recipients of that exalted title. Starting off from way back in the summer of... Where? Let me... It's on my list here somewhere. Ooh, way back in the summer of 2014. I still miss Johnny Wong. Yes, it's the 24th Street Wailers. And speaking of that gang, Lindsay Beaver coming to town on... When is it? July 20th. I know because... that's the day Russell DeCarl wanted to play the Stew Dome, and I thought, no, there's going to be too many people that want to go see Lindsay Beaver at Blue Note Park on July 20th, so let's do it a day early. So Russell's going to be putting the pedal to the metal from BC to get here on the 19th. Still tickets available for our big outdoor bash, by the way, featuring Russell DeCarl, July 19th. But yeah, back to the 24th Street Wailers. Here's a little something from their album called Wicked. This is Chinwagger on the Twang Trust.